Executive Director of the Independent Maps Coalition. Cindy Canary's on the other end of the phone this morning. Ma'am, how are you today?
I'm good, Tom. How are you?
Good. Well, I'm as good as you can be if you live in Illinois.
Yeah, same here.
You know, well, I'm doing fine, except I live here. You know, I mean, but that's really what we've got. And, you know, and it's interesting because I talk about this subject a lot, and it's redistricting, and it is one of the most unglamorous things ever and one of the most important things ever.
That's absolutely right. This is a topic that we just simply can't make sexy, but it makes all the difference in terms of the kind of government we get in this state.
You know, your paper that you did with a Simon Review, Partisanship, Representation, mm-hmm. and Redistricting, an Illinois Case Study. You got to work with Kent Redfield, who I'm a huge admirer of, by the way.
I think this is terrific.
I think you got to slug through it, granted, because it's got all the details you need to have a good paper. But it really, when you talk about, there's in particular one. Let me see. I think I've got it marked in your report. And here it is.
Mm-hmm.
Partisan legislators rather than voters control Illinois map-making process. Those legislators are not prohibited from drawing maps that will provide them with a partisan advantage or protect their incumbent members. Not only is that not prohibited, it is the primary goal of legislative leaders in the majority party. That is a good summation.
I think that we can save people a lot of trouble. They don't have to read the paper. That encapsulates things. And I think, you know, we need to be very clear. This is a game that both parties play. It just depends on who's got the map-making pen.
And the map-making pen's been held Democrats for quite some time. The idea being that you don't let people vote for you. You pick the people who will vote for you.
That's absolutely right, and it's all based on trying to build partisan majorities and protect incumbents. And at this time, I don't think there's anyone in this state who can look at our state and say we don't need new people, new ideas, new visions, and a new way to solve these problems.
Now, your Independent Maps Coalition has been working on a redistricting law change for some time.
Yeah, that's right. This is actually the third effort since 2010. There's been an effort to go to independent redistricting. But this time around, we're really in a terrific place. What we have to do is put an initiative on the November 2016 ballot. And, you know, we're not like California here. We don't legislate by initiative. So it's kind of tricky to do so, but we're feeling very good. We're getting tremendous support. And people want to see change.
How are you going to be able to get enough people engaged in this subject to facilitate change? And when I say people, I'm not necessarily talking about legislators. There's going to have to be some pressure applied to get this done.
Yeah, and it really is not about legislators. It's about the rest of us. You know, what we need to do is to get 290,000 valid signatures to put this on the ballot. We've got over 300,000 right now. We're shooting for about 600,000 so that we've got a good cushion. But I think to really get it done, it requires, traveling around the state, talking to everybody, and getting everybody to reach out and talk to their friends and neighbors. And, you know, to that end, I'm coming down to Carbondale on Monday, and I'm, you know, kind of hitting every town in this state, as are a lot of my colleagues, because it's that important.
Matter of fact, Cindy Canary, she's the executive director of the Independent Map Amendment Coalition. She's going to be at the Carbondale Civic Center this coming Monday from 11:30 to 1. There's a luncheon and a lecture. You know, if there's one portion of the lecture that I think is important for people to hear is, you know, because very often when I'm here on election night, mm-hmm. and I'm watching the percentage of registered voters who vote, the participation, and that redistricting really undermines people's willingness to participate the way they want it because they think that they've already been manipulated. Their vote doesn't mean anything. And quite frankly, redistricting allows them a pretty good excuse to think that way.
Well, yeah. I mean, in 2014, 60% in our general election, 60% of state house elections were not contested. And it was worse than that in the primary. It was into the 80%. And, you know, we castigate voters for sitting it out, and voters shouldn't sit it out, but we're not giving them a choice. We're asking them to come in and ratify an incumbent that's protected by the map. And that's no way to run a democracy.
The system is subverted. It's subverted by people in the system. And you know what? This was something that was goes back to Abraham Lincoln days. I mean, there's you know, when he was talking about people who will subvert the system and corrupt the system. Well, this has been done, and it's been done largely out of the eye of the public. How do other states deal with this?
Well, you know, it's all over the map, but we're seeing more and more states move to this independent commission model. Arizona and California, most notably, where, you know, it is a citizen's commission. They have to draw the map in public. They have to show their sample maps, take testimony, and look at the Voting Rights Amendment, look at communities, look at geographic entities, and really reflect the communities that we live in and the diversity of our state. So I think we've got some good examples to kind of build on.
Does this also facilitate cultural divisions, ethnic divisions, economic divisions?
Yeah, you know, the way that we draw the map now, you know, we enhance incumbency and partisanship, and although when they draw the map, they have to follow the Voting Rights Act, it doesn't become sort of the centerpiece of what we're doing. And, you know, I think that we need to remember that in map making, it should be about representation, about, you know, not what's different about all of us, but making sure that, you know, what all the things that people in the state can bring to the table are reflected in the makeup of our state house. So I think that this will really enhance that kind of representation.
Is redistricting in particular hard on rural portions of the state as opposed to Chicago? I was kind of curious about that because, you know, I read about how rural counties, you know, we're already kind of struggling, voices being heard, and granted, you know, trees aren't people. I get that. It's even talked about in your report. There was a quote in there, you know, this is about people. It's not about trees and property. I wondered, does it have an effect on rural Illinois and dampening its voice?
You know, it's a challenge, I think, because, you know, if we look at the population, it's centered up in northern Illinois, and the people in the Chicago metro area aren't necessarily in tune with the issues and concerns of southern Illinois. So we have to make sure that those voices are reflected and heard, but it is difficult, I'll tell you, with the way that our population is spread out through this state. Because the one thing that the U.S. Supreme Court has told us is that these districts have to be substantially equal in size, so have about the same number of people. So it's much harder to draw a compact district in southern Illinois than it is up in Chicago.
You know, it's interesting, and you mentioned this earlier in the interview, and I kind of wish I would have highlighted this before. If it seems like this is a beat-up on the Democrats interview, Senator Luckdefeld and I have spent a lot of time talking about this, and quite frankly, he knows a lot about redistricting. Ask him, you know, especially now that he was drawn out of his own district where he lives.
Right.
All right? But he's always been very blatant in this fact, Cindy, that both sides do it.
That's absolutely right. This is not partisan in that kind of way at all. This is about the idea of consolidating power. And, you know, we said the Democrats have drawn the last two maps. And we need to remember that in our state, we've got a winner-take-all system, which means if they can't come to agreement, we draw a name out of a hat. So, you know, while Democrats had it last time, you know, if they're not controlling all the chambers in the governor's office this time, we may well go back to that hat drawn. It can go to the Republicans. It is so random, and it is just not reflective of the needs and the desires of the people of Illinois.
Can I tell you a personal thing that really affects me about this? So I'm reading the report, Paul Simon, Public Policy Institute. You write this with Kent Redfield. Like I said, I really think the world of this guy, and you're doing some great
fantastic
work here. And it's interesting because, you know, when I do an interview like this and you say, hey, look, I got a petition, and do you want to sign? I get people who call and say, would you bring me one? I want to sign it, and I'll keep it in my restaurant. I will encourage people to sign. There are people that are hearing us, and first off, I really think that's great because, like I said, not glamorous. But there was one thing in particular that personally ticked me off to no end, and that is the flagrant nature in which this is done. Literally, there are quotes and reports about how somebody in a report says, I'm going to screw the Republicans, and I cleaned that up. You know these quotes. They're in these reports. The flagrant way in which it's done. I am going to screw these people as hard as I can and say it and be quoted at it, and there's nothing done about it. And that is probably the thing that personally rubs my rhubarb, so to speak.
Well, you know, I mean, let's all remember our, you know, U.S. history from grade school. This should be about representing the people, not representing the will of elected officials. So, you know, we gotta bring it back to the people.
We have to bring it back. Cindy's going to be in town discussing this very subject. I encourage you to attend. It's going to be at the it's a luncheon and lecture at the Carbondale Civic Center. You can RSVP. You need to do that by today if you can at 453-4009. It's the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute. We're speaking with Cindy Canary, the executive director of the Independent MAP Amendment. And Cindy, I really do appreciate your time this morning. And don't give up on this for me, okay?
I promise I won't, and I hope to see a lot of people on Monday.
Because this is not about Democrat. This is not about a Republican. Cindy just said it. This is about representation. The foundation of this republic. You noticed I said republic, not democracy, Cindy. The foundation of this republic is representation. If you don't vote, there's a first failure. If you feel that your vote doesn't count because somebody else has mitigated and washed it out and manipulated the vote, this is how you address this issue and your voice can be heard again. It is one of the most crucial issues in Illinois outside the budget right now. And please, if you can't attend this